Summertime and the living is hot.
I was gonna say, did you have a knife or a spoon even I could borrow?
Well, we just gotta just cut through the humidity.
Otherwise, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to see you for the rest of this little show.
Well, you know, that's okay. I'll probably be sound asleep by the end of it also.
Awesome. Perfect.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cats so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 24th.
Monday.
The 24th of June, and the I Can't Leave the House Because I'll Probably Melt year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LeVay, Drew Parton. I am one of your hosts, the one who apparently that music was already started because it's all ruined, and we'll tell you about that later. Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Okay, it's ruined again. It's, you know.
V-A, ruined E-R. Larry H. Vader. And with me is the poppy one, the one who's just the talent here, the pretty one here.
I'm the gassy one here.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Porter.
Big Fatty, y'all, yes. We're coming to you from a little different setup because y'all, I did something last Sunday that I thought would be okay, and turns out it wasn't. Y'all, I installed the beta of macOS Sequoia on my personal computer. That's the Mac that we record on. Didn't think much about it until we went to record today, and the loopback said, "Well, these are not. This is a different computer." And the loopback said, I do not run on Sequoia. So, y'all, we couldn't route our audio. And at first, I thought that just meant that Fatty couldn't, you know, hear the sound effects. And we deal with it for a few weeks. But y'all,
I'd make my own.
Right. Well, you do, don't you? But then I realized that I also use Loopback to split out the channels to record the audio. So that also is going to be an issue. So, y'all, we had to pull out the MacBook Pro, which of course I would never install the Sequoia on as a beta. But y'all, it has not been used to record in many months now, so it's a little out of date. No screens. I'm just using the little 14-inch screen, and but actually, it's probably about 7 times faster than the computer we normally use. So. And Big Fatty likes the camera on it. He likes to see me in.
It's
porn,
a much, much, much. High def is exactly the word.
Well, the camera I normally use is 14, 15 years old. So,
and basically it's a it's a trimline camera.
It's a brownie, actually. It's
a brownie. Well, of course, after that sound, of course it's a brownie.
Right. Yeah, y'all, until the day she died, the Grand Hatterina, y'all, she still used her what do you call those cartridges? Yeah. No, the S10.
The flat.
Yeah, with the little rounded ends. Yeah, she that's still used that.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, she still used it until the day she died, but I don't think that's called an S10.
Why don't we Google that? Because, you know, there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, well, you know, it
flat. You know, Mr. Cackle could tell us all about this.
Oh, does he work at the camera factory?
Well, he's very close to the camera factory, and he could tell us all, but he doesn't listen.
It's 110.
Flat.
It's 110. Yeah,
because the 110. Didn't I say 110?
I don't know what you said, but you agreed when I said S10, and S10 was the Chevrolet pick-em-up truck. It was not to be confused with BERT.
Or similar.
Uh-huh. It was very or similar. So anyway.
I like the S10 camera. I had one, and it was fabulous.
Well, it certainly was easy, but y'all, they took terrible photos. Absolutely terrible photos.
You know, I mean, this is, everybody took terrible photos back in the day.
It's true. Y'all,
you should see my home movies I took on my Kodak. I don't remember what it was called.
Sorry,
but it had the movie cartridges. Ooh, I've got some. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Sorry, I don't want to know what kind of home movies you were taking.
Well, you know, probably the best known, and I don't like to talk about it. But
you're very humble.
You know, the award winning home movie, The Death of Yak.
Oh.
You may have heard of it. If not, just check out the IMDb.
I'll take a look at that. Y'all. It's been a week, but I have been a sloth this weekend.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. I have not left the house since I got home from the coal mine on Friday night. And I said night because, y'all, it was a week. And I really did plan on leaving the house. And you know how that goes. And then, y'all, I just said, if I leave the house, I have nothing to do other than I could use a little trip to the Bonds East just for a few things.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have any fresh vegetables. I have potatoes. Mm. I have chicken. I have all that. But I could use some fresh vegetables. But y'all, I said, if I leave the house, I'm just going to spend money.
Yeah.
And I don't need to spend any money. It would be easy to spend the money. So y'all, as we record this, I have not left the house for almost 48 hours. I did walk out to the jalopy today and put in my grocery bags in the jalopy and dug through the trunk, pulled a bunch of junk out of the, y'all, I still had stuff that had gotten back in the back of the trunk. The jalopy has a very deep trunk. It's not tall, but it's very deep, and you can't reach the back of it without climbing in there. So, y'all, I got my food hook and used that to kind of pull things
perfect
forward.
Use of a food hook.
Well, it's not really the intended use, but yeah.
No, but it's multitasking.
Exactly. So did that and cleaned out some of that stuff because, y'all, it's the jalopy is on her last leg. If I have not mentioned that. There's going to be a day where I call Big Fatty and say, Big Fatty, do you want to come out front? I've got something I want to show you. Then we'll...
And we'll hear, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is killing you. Yeah.
That's all you're going to... You're always going to hear the jalopy. Let's be honest.
Right.
Well... Anything I own will always be a jalopy. So, yeah, y'all.
Or similar.
Yeah. Well, jalopy is as jalopy does.
Right.
But yeah, y'all, the Father Hat called me on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, he had read an article on the newspaper.
Uh-oh.
Or seen it on the Fox News or something. I don't know. But, y'all, he heard that in these extreme temperatures... that if you have the electric automobile, it won't work. And that got a little bit of the... And I said, gosh, I can't imagine that no one thought of that. Well, how are you going to get in it if the battery dies? Well, that's why you don't. Anyway, y'all, he was so worked up because he knows I've been keeping my eye out for a Tesla.
Well, you know, it's they're taking over.
Right. But y'all, I had a big project to finish at the coal mine.
Uh-oh.
The company that I work with to produce this big project, y'all, they have hard, firm deadlines. And if you miss them.
Back of the line.
you go all the way to the back of the line, and they warn me leading up to this that the line, y'all, she was lengthy, and that we would possibly be delayed 4 to 6 weeks if we missed our deadline. So, y'all, I don't know that anyone could imagine Mr. Vader cracking the whip.
Well, let me guess. Had the orange hat already been on?
Right. It did. Y'all, the orange hat, it was tight. It was tight. But, y'all, we finished it. Y'all, the deadline was 5 o'clock on, or 4 o'clock on Friday, and, y'all, I uploaded that project at 3:45
on
Friday. And, y'all, it's super complex to upload because of the way it just works. But got her uploaded, and, y'all, the light A, she came back, and, y'all, we love her. Her name's Marce. Marcy, but I call her Marce because that's how it's spelled.
And, oh, good old Marce.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, and Marce came back and she said, Mr. Vader, I mean, I usually like what you do, but you've made some mistakes, and I don't think you want us to do this. So, y'all, then we had to go back and fix it. And I'm not sure how these mistakes happened because they weren't there on the proof. Or my proof, but anyway, fix all that. And so, yeah, by the time I got home, the bones were weary. And then I had an hour of Lorena, who, you know, works on the little projects with me.
Oh, yeah.
She's infirmed. And so, but then I had an hour of her bending my ear about how she does not like for me to rush her the way that I did. And then y'all asked, where was her paycheck? Y'all, she had just finished her part of this about noon on Friday, so we had to deal with that. But y'all, and then we weren't ready for this heat. We knew it was gonna be hot, but we were not expecting this. Y'all, it was not supposed to rain this weekend. There was a 10% chance or whatever.
Well, yeah, I think.
Y'all, it has rained. It'll be clear, and then it's pouring down rain. And then it's clear, and then y'all, my windows are fogged up in the Vader family compound. And that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot see out, which, you know, does give a nice little warm glow. But y'all, on Friday night, there was the incident.
Uh-oh.
Well, that is not the incident. On Friday night, there was the incident. Breaking
news.
Y'all, if you have Hue bulbs, that's the Philips Hue lighting system in your house, which I do.
I don't.
I absolutely love my Hue bulbs. I've had the Philips Hue lighting system for about 7 years. In that time, other than one time when I was trying to use the beta features for their labs where you could do cool stuff, I've had to do nothing to this system. Y'all, I have it programmed. Mm-hmm. I have a few buttons around the house that I can press that run scenes or shortcuts now with the Apple Snack Home. Y'all, I have it set to the lights go off at a certain time every night. They come on at dusk. When I leave the house, they turn off. The whole nine yards. Well, y'all, I was sitting there talking to the Hatterina on Friday night, playing the video poker on the Apple Snack TV.
Of course you were.
Because you got to do something while you're talking to the Hatterina for an hour and a half. And y'all, all of a sudden, the light went out. One of them went out by the sofa. So y'all, I thought, well, it could be all these things. Y'all, I was doing... So I said, you know what? I'm just going to unplug the lamp because... Knowing my luck, it's not the bulb, it's not the light fixture, it's the actual circuit breaker. Y'all, you know, it's gone to glory and it's going to burn the house down. So check the batteries in the smoke detector, that sort of thing. Went on to the coma, got up Saturday with a plan. And I said, all right, we need to first determine if it is the bulb. Or if it's the lamp or the bulb, one of those two. So y'all, I picked up the lamp. Moved it to a different outlet, and which also I know is on a different circuit, plugged it in. I was like, oh, great. It's fine. Well, y'all, all of a sudden it goes out and it comes back on. And I said, all right. So it's either the bulb or the lamp. So I dug into the storage closet and got the lamp, one of the lamps from my mobile home that I had saved more for nostalgia because y'all, what else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But pulled that lamp out, put the bulb in it, turned it on. It came on. Everything was fine. Y'all, all of a sudden, I'm sitting there watching TV. All of a sudden, do we have the fire sirens on here? Yeah. All of a sudden, the damn thing caught on fire. And smoking. So, y'all, here I am in my stretchy pants, basically running a flaming lamp out the front door. And it was just smoldering, whatever. So, y'all, we determined it was the bulb.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
But, y'all, so just be careful. If you've got a Hue bulb, if you've got the Hue lighting system and it acts up, who knows what caused it? Probably a power surge. But, y'all, the thing has been running nonstop for 7 years, basically. So,
well, there you go.
But y'all, so I've ordered the new bulbs, but y'all, I got the fancy ones. I got the brighter ones too, because you know it's kind of the Vader family.
Well, you know,
it's a little dark.
You know, the older you get, you know, the cataracts.
I am well aware. I have the cataracts. So yeah.
You know that sound effect you were looking for was attention, attention, attention. An emergency has been detected in this facility. Please move to the center of the vehicle and away from the doors.
Okay. Basically, yes. Y'all, but here's the thing that drove me crazy. Now, I know that I was sitting there when it happened, so I know that I caught it early. Y'all, the smoke detector, which is about 5 feet away, never went off. Now, if I roast some vegetables a little too hot in the oven, I'm fanning it 15 times to try to get it to turn off. But actual fire,
the ladder truck's pulling up out
right,
front.
Right, basically. So, but yeah. Ooh, so that was really, that's all I got. Y'all, as sad as it is, that's all
sad,
I got.
So sad.
But, yeah. Okay. I bet it's not on here. Oh, it is. Let's do this.
This truly is the mix now.
It's, okay. Well, that sound effect's not going to play. So, okay, let's try this.
That's great.
Okay. Well, apparently there are no sound effects. Let me just make sure it's not recording. No, it's not recording anything. Well...
There's a sound effect.
Yeah, I don't know. But for some reason, the Vader's going on a trip sound effect is just silent. So, but y'all, last week we spoke a little bit about Daddy Ron
yes.
and my trip to the Penislavania. But y'all, I got an earful from Daddy Ron.
Did you get a curt message?
Well, the awful
an
thing.
An angry old man letter?
Well, he's not an old man.
That's trademark, Dr. Stone.
Exactly. But y'all, the worst part was I got the, oh dear, I'm so sorry, I've been busy. Here's all the stuff you need to know, and let me know, and we'll do all these things about 30 minutes after we recorded. So after I said all those things about Daddy Ron, now he pulled through, and he, yeah. So anyway, so then I immediately said, okay, I'll take a look. Y'all have not taken a look. But
did he suggest that y'all get some shoe fly pie?
I hope he does, because y'all, I love the shoe fly pie. But y'all, he was giving me some ideas of things we could do. So, y'all,
did one of them include the Hershey Park?
It did, and he said, "I'll get you some tickets." And I said, "Thank you. I'll let you know." But y'all, I've decided I just don't think there's enough time to do all that. And so,
just go to Hershey World and buy the candies.
Well, that's what I assumed I would do, and then bring it all back to you so that I could give you the sugar by DTs.
Got it.
So that's kind of my plan, because, I mean, I am nothing if not consistent. But yeah, so
I'm sorry, did you say you are nothing if you're not incontinent?
That is also true. Y'all, I've been trying to eat up the last of these cashews that I have that are starting to get a little old because y'all, I bought them by like the pound. So the problem with that is they're unsalted, which is obviously much better for you, but y'all, you eat too many cashews,
maybe Dr. Stone could call in with some cashew suggestions.
That would be good.
You know, he is a cashew consumption connoisseur.
You know what? If anyone we know is a cashew consumption connoisseur, it's Doc Stone. That's true.
Yes, absolutely.
True. You should send him some. Everyone, send them to P.O. Box 561.
561.
Walnut Hills, California.
91365.
Mm-hmm. And he'll get them right away.
Yeah.
So that was my week. How was your week, fat person?
Did you say fat fucker? How was your week, fat fucker?
I stopped myself.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Mrs. La 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 Lauren heard you say fat fucker.
Yeah, well, y'all, this is the first conversation I've had in 48 hours. So, in fact, I realized when I was getting ready to record, I was laying on the bed. Y'all, fat person texted me. And I was laying on the bed because I had just gotten out of the shower. But, you know, it's so hot, you can't just go outside. You got to cool down before you do that, or you'll sweat through your clothes after the shower.
Right.
So I was laying there cooling down, and y'all, I went down a rabbit hole of planning my trips for the rest of the year because, you know, I've got that flight credit just burning a hole in my pocket.
Ooh.
So we were trying to decide how to get to a few places that we want to go. So and what we want to do for the rest of the year. And y'all, I was just calculating points and miles and whatever, and next thing you know, so Fatty, how was your week?
Well, it was hot.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill were in town. They were staying with the Nip.
Thoughts and prayers
to them.
I'm sorry. I just thought that was understood.
That was understood, yes. Right. They all went over to the Hatlanta, and so it's been very peaceful here in Fat Acres this week.
Ooh.
So,
y'all, here's what I will say about the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill. Because, you know, I saw them at the horror weekend before I left in January. Y'all, those two like to drive. They just, I don't understand. I don't know how they do it. I do not know.
Well, y'all, I don't know that they necessarily like to drive, but they they drive.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Was there a booger or something on your... What is that?
I don't know. There's something on the micro hoist, on the pop filter, but it probably is cashew crumbs.
It's probably cashews.
Right. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Cashew paste.
Mm-hmm. So
when you popped your peas, you pop some cashew paste.
Y'all, that Haunt Cub and Bestie, that's a long drive from way up there where they are. So, I mean,
better them than me. They'll grow out of it.
Right. By the time they're 30, they'll grow out of it, for sure.
Oh, you really are going downtown if you think they're 30. Okay.
Yeah, there's some drama at the coal mine, and someone working.
Do I know about it?
Maybe, but with someone working remotely for a month, and I said, well, if they can, so can I. I think I'd like to go to Key West for a month. And y'all, the orange hat looked at me, and I looked at him. And I said, well, I thought that that's what we were doing. And y'all, I was dead serious, and he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, so y'all, I started looking at the Airbnbs, and I was like, I'll just take the screen with the bad monitor or with the bad camera in the back seat. and I can work, and y'all found some good deals. But then I realized I was going to have to drive to Key West.
And we know the jalopy's not roadworthy.
It probably would be fine. I mean, I'd definitely want to get tires and brakes and stuff before that. But then the thought of that, I was like, you know, it'd be nice to have a car while I'm there. You know, if I were really going to do that and stay for three and a half weeks.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, driving down there wouldn't be fun. But driving back?
No.
That would be torture.
It is awful.
Yeah, like, you know, and it's a two-day drive. You could probably do it in one day if you were 25.
Not from Key West.
It's 12 hours. You could.
It's terrible from Miami.
Well, right.
Excuse me, Miami.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you could do it in theory. I mean, I wouldn't do it. But if you were young and, you know, whatever, I guess you could. But you're looking at a two-day drive. And I was like, oh, dear God, that's 4 days of my month I would spend driving, which is fine at the end of the day. But, yeah. So, anyway. So then I immediately dismissed that and said, I don't.
And then you remember that part of that 4 days out of your life is on 95 in South Carolina.
Actually, a large majority of it
is
that 30-mile stretch before you get off of 95.
Y'all, it's the worst 30 miles you'll ever ride.
Well, I mean, it's true, and whether that be because of the potholes, which... That's extra special. Chris sending me a little Insta message with a funny. So,
well, you know, they're not spending the money on the roads because we're spending it on the skews, y'all. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody, it's that game. The game where I'm going to have a lot of trouble today monitoring all the levels and things because I can't see them. But Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, June 24th, and I tell you if they're dead or alive. I'm not usually so good at that part. But then I have to educate you on who they are and how you know them.
You're as wonderful at that as that Daniel Bieber is on the news game. Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. Y'all... alive, and y'all, he's the tennis player, the professional tennis player.
Lionel Messi is indeed alive, and he plays soccer for the in
Miami.
Speaking of Miami, joined the team down there in the Miami. Mm-hmm. So how about that? And you know,
tennis, I meant soccer. It's all y'all, they're fake sports to me.
So they're all the same thing,
right?
Roy O. Disney.
Ooh, well, now it depends, because there are a few of them, but if it's the OG Roy, y'all, he's dead. That's the Walt's brother, and he's been dead for a while. But the
Roy O. Disney, go ahead.
I think Junior's dead also, but...
Roy O. Disney, he was born in 1893.
Jesus, I forgot he was older than Walt. That's true.
And he was an American businessman and co-founder of the Walt Disney Company with his brother Walt. He died in 1971. Now, I thought Roy was there when Disney opened in 71.
You know what? I thought so, too. But...
maybe he died. Maybe it opened and he died.
Because there's the statue of him.
Ooh. Ooh.
But yeah, I don't know.
If there's anyone out there who likes Disney or whatever, or knows anything about Disney, maybe they can call us and let us know. All right.
oh, yeah. He died in December 1971. So...
oh, there you go. So he really, it opened in October and he died in December. Well,
oh.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm not going to even ask you this last one. So
we might as well. We can squeeze it in.
Okay. We'll try to squeeze it in, so to speak. Clarissa Dixon Wright.
Y'all, thank you for saving the easy one until the end. Y'all, Clara is, y'all, dead as a doornail. And y'all, she was the mystery novelist, but also the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur. She was Orville's wife.
Clarissa Dixon Wright is indeed dead. And I'm really surprised you didn't get this. She was an English celebrity chef on Two Fat Ladies.
I did love them in their little sidecar.
Oh, you know, and you know, you think about Clarissa and being on the show of Two Fat Ladies, and it just kind of makes your mind wander to...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
There's not a sidecar big enough.
Oh, no. Nor tires.
Can you imagine? Well, you might be able to... Couldn't get it out.
Right, right. Well, the hoist.
You know, that crane like, you know, Richard Simmons used. You know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.